What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here. Can you believe I just released a podcast on Sunday? Sunday morning, here I am to greet you wherever you are. I am going to tell you what I did. I cleared my schedule. I was not having a great time. Thanksgiving was rough. We lost my dog this week. And I started freaking out. I started spiraling, doing all the things to stay busy. And just disconnecting from myself, basically, because I was running from my feelings. And so I cleared my schedule for, I didn't do a podcast Thursday or Friday. And today, it's actually Saturday night. It's almost Sunday. Okay, we're creeping up on midnight here. But I wasn't sure how I would feel. I intended to just lay around and kind of let myself feel the feelings. I didn't microdose. I haven't done anything intentionally. I want to detox kind of all of that Thanksgiving food. We got the sugar high, the alcohol. We had things that I just am like, ugh. So I kind of want to detox that and come with the purest intentions, to be able to microdose tomorrow. And I feel really good about doing that. So I'll have a great episode for you Monday. But I thought as a treat, just for your patience and your love and your support, that I would jump on here on a Sunday. And I know you're hearing this because you are subscribed and you get alerts whenever I drop a new episode. And I don't know. I cleared my schedule today and I'm, laying around. Honestly, my kid turned me onto this game. Like, it's called 22 something. I'm gonna look at my phone because I'm gonna tell you to never download this game, okay? 2248. Okay. It's like a numbers puzzle. And she's been playing this for the entire time she's been home. Okay. I'm just like, give it a break. Put your phone down. What are you doing? So I get up this morning. I have my tea. I hang out with the girls. We, take care of the bunnies, the cat, make sure the dog has, like, we take care of the pets, all the things. The house is a mess. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to drive myself into the overwhelm. And that's what we do when we run from things. We start getting busy and doing busy work and all the things. And yeah, it's things that need done, but I'm doing it to run away from things. So I'm like, I'm just going to kind of chill here. I tried to read a book and my thoughts just kind of went squirrely. So I'm like, that's not working for me. Watching a movie, I was just too distracted. So I'm like, what could I do that's just mindless for the, for the moment? So I started playing this game and I'm gonna tell you guys. Oh my God, I never hide anything from you bitches. And we're just gonna keep it real. 2 hours, bitch. 2 hours. I sat on the fucking floor in my living room playing this game. Okay. Like, literally, my husband passed out in the chair. And I just went ham. In fact, I was playing it before he fell asleep. Like, we were trying to come up with new names for yet another business. And I'll talk to you guys about this too, because I want to share this with you. I'm very fucking excited. But yeah, I started playing this game. I played it for 2 hours and I looked at my clock and I'm like, okay, that doesn't feel good. But guess what? Like, it was exactly what my mind needed to just kind of recalibrate. Like, to not overthink about things, to not freak out about what's coming, to not be worried about what's around the corner and all the things. I was like, fuck it. I'm like, hey, you guys want to go to the mall and walk around and just go to Target and do the things? And so I loaded the car and we've been gone all day. And it was fun. Eight's, just it was fun. We had fun. The girls got to see Santa. We checked out the pet store and fought through the crowds and massive people just, dicking around. So it was really great. It was just what I needed. And it made me excited to come home. And I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm just coming back to myself a little bit. Still have a broken heart? Absolutely. Still energy is fucked up in our house? Absolutely. But one day at a time, one foot in front of the other, like, we're gonna come back to our center. And that's, our energy just has to be recalibrated, right? Like, we lost such a massive energy in our house. We're just recalibrating. So it's bizarre. It is very bizarre. New territory. But we have a lot of things that we're still working on, and that doesn't stop. Like, we lose people in our lives, and it doesn't mean like we stop living. That doesn't honor anyone or anything. And that's definitely. Never would someone we lose, pet or human or whatever, would ever want us just to stop living. And I know if you think about everybody you love, you don't want the world to keel over when you die, right? I mean, Benjamin, yes. Like the minute I die, he may as well just crawl in my coffin because he's not allowed to live without me. That's it. That's just the rule. So there might be that person in your life, but for now, we're going to keep living. We're going to keep living. So I'm going to tell you guys a little bit. I got to come home and I recorded a podcast with my friend, Leo. We do Radical Limits, and it was a fun conversation today. We're actually, we didn't even know because we don't talk in between this. Okay. Not like we don't talk about what we're going to do or what we're going to say or what the episode is. We just go ham. Like we just like leave it just to be raw and, you know, just real talk. So we're talking today. He's like, can you meet today? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Cause usually we meet on Sundays, but he had plans. So we're talking and I'm telling him kind of what we've been up to outside of losing Sammy this week. My husband is starting a new, he has a vision and our job as women is to absolutely be the backbone support of anything that our guy wants to do if he's passionate enough about it. And he has supported me through all of my endeavors, 100%. He's been my backbone. So I get to return the favor. And while he's going to be the muscle, like there's just going to be a lot of fun things that I get to do, you know, behind the activity. So today we're fucking around and we're trying to come up with names. And it's hilarious. Like there is definitely a parallel between men and women when it comes to names and like what you want to represent and what you want people to think about with you, right? Because when you start a business, and I'm going to give you some advice that my friend Leo and I were talking about, advice on like, we're coming into a new year and you've been repeating kind of the same cycles, the same things that you've been doing. I'm telling you, like, what if you do something and establish your own playground? You know what I'm saying? Like your own fucking business, your own thing. And it could be anything. You may not even know what it is, but just go fucking start a business, get a name, get a business license, get to your EIN number, like do your things, get registered and then figure it the fuck out. Like one step in front of the other. I know that one of the things my husband tries to do when we're talking about the new business, he starts thinking so far ahead. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's fuck around and find out. Like, let's have it messy. Our secret marriage motto is wing it and fuck it, because that's what we've been doing. Is that, you know, we're very self-sufficient in so many ways and we're out here on our own. We don't have, you know, the big village of people in our lives. So we literally are winging it and fucking it, right? Like that's it. We're just trying to figure it out. And we're going to do the same thing in business. That's what I've always done. And that's kind of how you figure out what you're passionate about and what's going to work for you. So I think it's super hot that I get to see my husband in his transformation of like, he has a thing. One of the coolest things that I've always loved about him, and it was something that I questioned a long time ago when I was getting into my own business. He's a provider. He's one of those men that like to take care of his family. Like he takes so much pride in that. Like that's his power. You know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, he's just like, fuck yeah, my family's taken care of. Like that's his thing. And, you know, I always wondered, like, if I was just like blowing it out of the water and making millions of dollars and he was just a stay-at-home dad, like he would be miserable. He'd be fucking miserable. So I never really knew like, what's his thing? And bitch, I watched this man find his thing, you know, like I'm watching him come out of his shell and just, it's fucking hot. I'm like, oh my God, that's my man right there. Like, hell yes. He's owning it. And you see, it's so fucking awesome. I've been waiting for this for like, since we've been talking about dreams and this dream lifestyle we want and all the things. Like, I've been thinking about that time when I get to just be like arm candy and, you know, whatever. Like, at the end of the day, I'm doing what I love. I'm fucking doing it. I get to meet with you guys. I get to chat with you. I get to spill some truth. I get to coach incredible women. I get to, you know, help people with health products, with brain products, with, you know, mood products, with pain products. Like, I've got 5 fucking solid things to help you guys out through any issues that you're having in your life. And that makes me happy because any personal conversations you guys that I've had with you, you know this. We end up talking about like, what's the best, how can we navigate your health right now? Like, what's your biggest priority? What do you need? And I get to like custom make these orders for you guys. And I fucking love it. I just love being able to be here to help you even just elevate your vibration, to think, to start focusing on the good things in your life. Because the more you're focusing on the good things in your life, the more the good things are coming. And that's a fact. That is the law of attraction. That is the energetic exchange that's happening. Bitch, I'm catching myself saying so much right now. I see it. I don't know if I'm saying all the things, but I'm umming the fuck out of you today. And that's okay, because I'm winging this. Usually I have like a bullet point sheet, or I have something, journal entry. I've just got some kind of guide. And today, bitch, we're winging it and fucking it. Like, that's it. So I'm super excited. I just want you guys to do the damn thing. I want you to do something fun and start your own fucking thing. And you don't have to know what your thing is now. Just know that you want a thing. And once you kind of exchange that energy with the universe, bitch, everything starts working in your favor. This is exactly it. My husband has wanted a thing. He's wanted a thing for as long as he's seen me doing what makes me happy. And I don't sugarcoat about being happy anymore, about doing what I love. I fucking love bartending 3 nights a week. I love it. If I think about like not working, I just get a little, like, it would make me depressed. I love that I get to leave the house 3 nights a week and go do something that is separate from everything else that says who I am. You know, it doesn't come without challenges. I mean, I'm still working with people, and that's not always the funnest experience. It's showing me a lot about myself, of like, I could still be a petty bitch. I could still be just, you know, I could be nasty, because I don't play dumb games. I don't play dumb games. I don't have the energy to be fake anymore. And that is very apparent now, is as I'm getting older and maturing and kind of waking the fuck up. I just don't have time to be fake. And that comes off some kind of way for other people. I do kind of still get a little rise out of people not liking me. And I kind of push that, and I'm okay with it. And yes, bitch, there are plenty of people that do not like Brandon Lynette. There are plenty of people that like to gossip and talk shit about Brandon Lynette. And that is fine. We let them. We let them. What I'm not a fan of is being fake, right? Like, don't come at me and be like, oh my God, how was your Thanksgiving? Like, I can't do the fake anymore. I can't do it. It's so exhausting. Who has the energy for that? You've got to be yourself in everything you're doing. I still fucking love it. I'm peopling a lot. I'm seeing places that I need to grow, of like, even in those moments, I still have to show up in love, right? There is no hate. There is no judgment. There's just no energy to be fake. I'm on a good vibration. I want to stay there. And you're clearly not joining the bus. There are just some people you can look at and know they're just toxic. They're toxic, and they're not. They do not want to be where you are. They don't even want to be around where you are, because there's something in you that irritates them. And what it is that they have magic. They just don't want to see it right now. And that's not your deal. Like, that's not my responsibility. I plant seeds everywhere I go. I can show people what's possible. And sure enough, like, most of the people that have hated me in my past have come around to be like, okay, maybe you weren't what I thought, right? Not everyone, but it happens, and it's going to happen for you too. That's what happens in the people business. I love what I'm doing because I get to write. I love what I'm doing because I get to, you know, grow through coaching. I love what I'm doing because absolutely I'm obsessed with podcasting. Like, I'm obsessed. I am just like, I live a dreamy life. I don't sugarcoat that. My husband hasn't loved what he's doing for a long time. But I know, because he sees, like, oh my God, she fucking loves what she's doing. He wants to love what he's doing too. He wants to love what he's doing. And I couldn't force that. I couldn't, you know, say, hey, just try this or go do this. Like, it had to be on his time. It had to be his idea. It had to be his thing. And he found his thing. So I've been super excited just exploring that with him. And like, oh my God, he's like 100 times hotter to me right now. Not just because I'm getting a new Sequoia soon, but he's just fucking, I'm just like, damn, that's hot. It's hot when you are around people that are vibrating on your level. It's hot when you are with people who are moving forward and excited about building and growing and achieving things. Like, people that are stagnant will drain you. They drain you. You should never have to explain yourself to anybody It is about doing what you love and playing in your own playground. I'm learning that with Facebook, bitch, they are so fucking moody. Like this whole, it's just, they're moody. It's not my playground. It's not my playground. I'm going to have to figure out something else. I'm going to have to figure it out. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. So let's get to a little magic here because it is the weekend. And maybe you are listening to this on Monday. You'll get two podcasts because maybe you don't even check your phone on a Sunday. And I get that. But I think this is the greatest day to set yourself up this week. And I know what's happening. I know the shift that people get into, like the rut of like it's the holidays. So everybody slows down. Everybody just says, oh, forget it. I'm going to wait until the new year. I'm going to tell you right now, I want you to launch the business before January 1st. I want you to, you know, do something new before January 1st. I want you to start that diet before January 1st. I want you to start working out before January 1st. I don't want you to fall into that bullshit of like, I'll wait until then. You know, I'll just wait. So many fucking Mondays have gone by. So many first of the months have gone by. So many years have gone by and your dreams are parked on the sidelines. That's not okay. That is not okay. You have to get tired of your own shit. Like at this moment, I just want you to look back at your shit. I want you to get tired of it. And if you're not sure where to start, I'm going to tell you right now, this is the fucking cheapest advice you're ever, ever, ever going to get. I want you to go buy a fucking cheap ass notebook from the dollar store. Dollar Tree. What is it going to be like $1.25? Go get that. Grab a fucking pen while you're there. So we've got $3. $3. Okay. I want you to go home and I want you to take some time and I want you to write out everything from as far back as you can remember. I want you to write out everything you hate about yourself, everything you love about yourself, moments in your life that you remember the most, moments that you hated, you know, the most, like, I want you to take yourself through everything. Get to this current moment and ask yourself, what the fuck do I want to do? What would make me happy? What needs to change in my life? And I want you to be honest, okay? And this is where I'm going to tell you right now, nobody's going to read this because at the end of this, you have to be honest with yourself, okay? You have to be honest with yourself. And I can tell when I have a client do this homework, I can tell their resistance in honesty. And the same thing with face-to-face moments. You can tell when someone is struggling with honesty. And not just with me, but with themselves. Like they're literally trying to lie to themselves. And I want to protect you from that. So this is one of those things. If you want to get over your bullshit, you want to get out of the rut you're in, then you call yourself out on everything. Why the fuck are you stuck right now? Why are you not doing that thing you want to do? Why are you not where you want to be in life? I want you to go through this and you can re-listen to this podcast as many times as you need to get all these questions. And I want you to be honest. When you're done here with this notebook, and I don't care how many days it takes you, start fucking now because I get it. It's going to take some time. It's a lot to write. It took me a very long time to do an honest journal, you know, where I wasn't lying to myself, where I wasn't trying to make things sound good when they weren't. And it's one of the reasons I can be honest with you guys when shit is hitting the fan, when I'm not doing okay, when I'm spiraling. That's exactly what I did this week. I spiraled. I literally just went too far into the abyss of negativity and I let it suck me in. And I was very aware. I just didn't stop it. And I wrote it out. I'm still writing it out. It's not a thing that's in my past. It's holy shit. I got back in the tornado. I'm going to get myself out. I don't hide this stuff because I'm honest with myself of like what I'm doing to myself. What are you doing to yourself? Why, you know, what is keeping you in this momentum, in this vibration, all the things. This level of honesty gives you a lot of freedom. Okay. And once you start feeling free, free is power. That's it. Everything's about freedom. You don't want more money. You know, you just want the freedom. You want the freedom to not answer to anyone. Right? Because it's not about the money. Money doesn't make us feel anything. It's what we get to do with it that brings that emotion, that brings the energy, that shifts us. It's what you get to do with it. So you have to be honest with yourself. And it's very freeing. And it brings down a lot of blocks, a lot of walls. I mean, I'm going to tell you, like, I'm all for getting a therapist. I am. I'm all for hiring a coach, 100%. Couldn't live without one. Okay. 1000%. I'm all for those things, but nothing is going to bring you to this level of freedom like writing everything down in a notebook that you know you're going to burn. And that's exactly what you're going to do, bitch. After you write everything down in this notebook, I want you to light it on fire and let it go. And with it goes all the bullshit that you wrote in it. All of it. All of it. And then you get a new notebook and you can write the new story. And that's it. New habits, new thoughts, new realities, new choices, all of it. Because once that notebook is burned, you release. You release everything that was in there. And you have that intention when you get it. Like, all right, I'm going to be here on this whole new level of honesty with myself. And I'm going to let all my guard down, let the walls down, let everything out, and explore what it is to be fully honest with yourself. What you struggle with, what your desires are, what your dreams are, what your fears are, what your worst habits are, what your assets are, what your skills are, what you can contribute, what you have to offer, what needs to change in your life, all of it. So that is your advice. Full fucking honesty. Because I know you're not happy where you are. And I also know that it's possible that you could be. That you could be. And when you make this shift, I want you to have the intention of knowing that here on out, even if things need to be changed, some things are gradual and it does take time. It takes time. But we don't beat ourselves up for that. We just commit to the change. We decide. We dedicate ourselves to the choices we make. And then we stay disciplined, right? So you make this choice. And then you start making the best of everything. Everything. Because the more you can focus on the best of everything, the more the best of everything comes to you. And you start recalibrating to a different vibration where you start attracting the things you like. And then you merely notice the things you don't. It's just a little like, oh, I don't really like that. And then you get back to making the best of everything. But I'm glad I saw that because it reminded me of what I really do love. And sometimes being uncomfortable in life, going through that discomfort, we're going through those moments of being pushed back to the things we love. And sometimes it takes some of us stubborn assholes having to see the things we don't like to get back to what we do love. If you have to move backwards to go forwards, do it. Go back to the point of the things you don't like, and that's how you find the things you do. Including the things about yourself or your dreams, what you want to do in the future, how you can take control of your destiny right now. You are fucking powerful. This is a fucking game. It's a game. It's like a goddamn Monopoly game. Right now, you're just choosing your player. Choose your player and go. Just go. Collect the $200. Play the fucking game. And it all works to your advantage. Your thoughts are currently setting the tone for your reality. 100%. Good or bad, you're doing it to yourself. I don't blame my little vortex on anything. It's not Sam's fault how I reacted. It's not his fault he died. It's your hell. It's not his fault for how I'm handling it. There is no blame. It's responsibility. It's like, all right, B, you're not feeling it. Just let yourself feel it. It's okay to be devastated. Absolutely. And it's okay for that devastation to come in and out whenever it wants. It's okay to just remember how much you were missing Bella too, that your house has suffered so much loss in the past 3 months. Huge. 6 months. We went from three cats, three dogs to one dog, one cat in a year. I think it's been a year, maybe like a year and a half. It's crazy. A lot of change. That's a huge energy shift. Literal energy bodies. We're missing four pieces of that. And every other piece that has gone missing after just reminds you of that hole that you're missing. So you got to give yourself the chance to grieve, to feel the feelings. And maybe when you're writing in your notebook, there's things about you and your past and your life that you have to grieve. And that's okay. There's no rule book for how the game is played. You get to create the rules as you go. And it's not about trying to make sure everything is perfect before you take that next step. I want you to have a leap of faith. believe in the things you can't see. That's what this is. And I know I'm always telling you guys, I'm always like, you have to focus on what you believe in, whether it's God or the universe or all the things. And like, I just can't even say that anymore. I can't say that anymore because I know it's God. I know it's God who has us. He is the universe. He is all things. He is you. He is me. We are the magic, literally made in his image. That is power. That is power. And with that, he is everything that nature is. He is nature. He is healing. He is the sun. He is all the things. You do not fail. And it's literally in the Bible, right? Animals don't worry about what happens when it's winter. They just know what to do when they're taken care of. In any season, nature just always is and always does, and they don't worry about the things. God loves us so much more than anything else he's ever created. He's made that very clear. So if he loves us more than any other creation, why do we worry about such petty things? Why wouldn't we live free like they do in nature? To make the choices that feel good to us, to make the choices through that shift of energy, through a higher vibration, through that level of just having the faith of knowing that you're not going to fall. We struggle because we're human. But we have to come back to that point of like, we're supernatural too. We're supernatural. You are supernatural. We are so amazing. We are so complex and so beautiful, and we don't give ourselves enough credit for that. So when you're writing it in your book, I want you to acknowledge that you are literal royalty, literally, physically, mentally, spiritually. Your soul is such a higher being than we ever acknowledge. Let that come through on that level of honesty. Stop being afraid of what's around the corner of what dreams come true. You know, so many of us fear that idea of success because we're so comfortable where we are, but then we're miserable because we're comfortable and we just stay torn in that fight or flight response of like, we don't know where to look. We don't know which way to go. You have to choose. You have to decide. So I want you to do something crazy, and I want you to go get that notebook. Make sure you comment in my group, Listen Bitch Facebook group. If you're not in there, please jump in there. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Share this with a friend. Share it with an enemy. Share it with everybody. I don't care. Share it with your family. Maybe, you know, your sister went a little crazy at Thanksgiving dinner and you know she could use a little reining in. Send her this way. I'm very excited this week. I feel like our schedule is going to be back on track, and I am going to decide and definitely have some discipline in committing to having some podcasts in the pocket for you guys, like pre-recorded in case some traumatic event happens and I lose my marbles. That way I can show you guys consistency, because that does matter to me. And it, you know, it did make me feel a little sad. I know you're understanding, but it did kind of bum me out to miss my first in my long podcasting career of a few months just to miss an episode. So I want to work on that. I'm getting there, bitches. I absolutely adore you. I hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving. I hope it wasn't too toxic for you. I hope you have recovered and that you did everything you could to protect your energy and that you continue to do that. Go to the store, get your notebook, and just have the come to Jesus talk with yourself. That's it. Being honest with yourself, knowing no one is ever going to see that notebook. You are literally going to burn it when you're done. This is going to be the best, most affordable therapy you will ever fucking have. 100%. Because there's no mask. There is no mask. You have to take that shit off. And I want you to understand that in all of life, that's all we're doing is wearing a mask. Once you take your mask off, you get to start deciding what face you want to put on every single day. Like, what face do I want to put on tomorrow? Who do I want to be? You get to choose that. It's that easy. It's just a fucking choice. And when you decide who you want to be, then you choose the habits of like, okay, if this is who I am, then what habits support this person? Who is this bitch? Who does she want to be? What does she want to do? How do I get there? You've got this. I want you guys to share your experience in the Facebook group. I do see the posts now. I don't get notifications, so I kind of have to go hunting for things. I don't get any notifications, not on comments, not even on my own profile. So that's out the window, but it's not my playground, so I can't complain. Maybe someday I'll create my own Facebook thing, but not likely because I'm not a tech guru and then I wouldn't have fun. I don't think that would be fun. I just can't complain about someone else's rules when I'm in their house, right? Facebook is not ours. Someone else owns that shit and we have to play by their rules. Even if we disagree, that's the law. So I love you bitches. I hope you have an incredible week. Today is a great day to seriously do this therapy. Set your intention and figure out what new goals can you crush this week? Like, what new choices can you make to recalibrate yourself to get back on that track to success, to owning your power, to becoming who you were meant to be? Are you that person right now? Are you who you're meant to be in this moment? I want to know if you're not afraid to share. So let me know your experience with this journal. If you liked it, hated it, if you could take your mask off and how you're feeling with all the things. I'm here to support you. I love you. You can message me, email me at brandonlynette.com. If you need some extra support, I'm always here. I answer my own emails personally. And that's it. Happy Sunday. Thanks for letting me hang out on an odd day today. I'm excited to see if we get any listeners. Make sure you are subscribed, leave a review if you can, and share it with a friend.